a baby is born, we often look at that baby to see who he or she is like. And I was listening to a song this week, and it was about Mary and about how she looked upon the face of God in her arms. Welling me up already. And it made me wonder what that was like, knowing that God was in her arms, that all that heaven had was in that child, and what his face would have been like. And if ever her family could have said, he looks like you, or he looks like Joseph. But often we look at babies and we ask, who is he like? Who does he look like? Who is she like? But the Christmas story also asks us this question. Who are you like? There are many people in the Christmas story, and we're going to look at those people, and we're going to ask you the question, who are you like?
Think about Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. He said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Are you like Mary? On hearing about being chosen by God, she asks questions, but she does not doubt. She believes and is willing to be a part of God's plan. Mary sings a magnificent song of praise from her heart.
Think about Joseph. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, and he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. And she gave birth to her son, and Joseph named him Jesus. Are you like Joseph? Joseph was an honest man. When he heard at first, what he heard at first made him fear for the worst, and he wanted to walk away. But when he heard God explain how he was chosen to play a significant role in God's redemption plan, he changed his mind, obeyed, and took action. For Joseph, his physical world was no longer separate from his spiritual world. The two became combined.
Think about the shepherds. As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone that they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Are you like the shepherds? The shepherds were at work. No spiritual and work divide here when the angels arrived to announce Jesus' birth. The shepherds heard and saw, and the message. They were the first witnesses to the miracle, and they hurried to find Jesus. Then they told everyone everything. They met Jesus and had confidence to proclaim the good news.
Thinking about Simeon. In Jerusalem at that time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in prayerful expectancy of help for Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple as the parents of Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law. Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. Are you like Simeon? Simeon was a man of prayer. He was a man who knew Scripture and who waited patiently and expectantly for the fulfillment of all the prophecies to come to pass. Simeon believed God's word. He was a man led by the Holy Spirit to the right place at the right time. When Simeon met Jesus, he recognized the truth of God's word and sang out in joy for all to hear.
Think about Anna. There was also a prophetess, Anna. She was very old and she was a widow. Anna never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to Mary and Joseph at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Are you like Anna? Anna was a woman dedicated to prayer and worship and fasting. She was a woman committed to God. Seeing Jesus moved Anna to prayer and thanksgiving and to witness to all around her, introducing Jesus.
Think about the Magi, or wise men as we sometimes refer to them. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Are you like the wise men, or magi? The wise men were philosophical deducers, astronomical thinkers, ponderers and seekers. They found their way to Jesus through cosmology and were inspired to leave everything in search of Jesus. They searched, and what they saw, the evidence, they worshipped with joy.
Think about Herod's advisors. When King Herod heard what his wise men had to say, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he called together all his advisers and teachers of the law, and he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Are you like Herod's advisers? Herod's advisers knew all the prophecies and scriptures concerning Jesus. They had all the facts and all the information in their heads, but they did nothing with it. They made no response and missed out on all the joy and the celebration.